We said very clearly, we're checking our egos at the door. This is all about how we continue to walk the journey towards zero preventable harm.
Welcome to See You Now Insights. I'm Rebecca McEnroy. The Safer Together National Action Plan was built on a fundamental premise that patient safety is a system property, and that the structures, cultures, and accountabilities of an organization either support safe care or undermine it. But what does it look like to put that into practice across one of the largest health systems in the country? In this insight from episode 127, Safer Together, From Plan to Practice, Kelly Randall, Vice President for Patient Safety and Compliance at a system of nearly 100 hospitals across 12 states, takes us inside her system's four-year journey with the National Action Plan, the in-person assessments that surfaced conversations leadership had never had, the communication gaps that put critical safety work at risk, and the culture shifts that are now showing up in the data. What she describes is not a program, it's a practice.
As we looked at the National Action Plan for the very first assessment, we wanted to conduct the assessment in person because we wanted to have a conversation amongst the leaders. And what we found was that qualitative data really generated the most learning for us, while our results on the assessment were really important for goal setting and moving forward. The qualitative data helped us understand where we had cracks in the foundation. So we pulled the leadership teams together from each of the hospitals and then our ambulatory leadership team. We pulled them into a room. We scheduled a three-hour session, which seemed like a long time to be together, but we had great leadership commitment to do that. And we set some ground rules when we walked in. So from a logistical perspective, we always had two facilitators, one facilitator who could facilitate the conversation and pay attention to the psychological safety in the room, then another facilitator who really managed logistics, so keeping notes and scores and screens and all of those things. We start every meeting with a reflection, and for this, we wanted this to be no different. So we started with a reflective exercise where we asked our leaders to write down what their hopes for patient safety were and what challenges or fears they were facing with patient safety. And we talked about them as we started the assessment. And one of the beautiful things that we found as we completed the assessment was the learnings and where we had opportunities, and we could say, okay, these are some of the things that we need to do as next steps, addressed a lot of the challenges and fears that were expressed by our leadership team during that reflection. In addition to that, we did set some ground rules that this was an exercise for learning. This was not an exercise for looking good. And so we really wanted to have vulnerable, authentic conversation about where we were and where we had those opportunities and where we had those challenges. And so we said very clearly, we're checking our egos at the door. This is all about how we continue to walk the journey towards zero preventable harm. So we just had great conversation from there. We came to consensus for each of the elements, which sometimes took a little bit longer than we maybe would have anticipated, but that data really helped us understand the perceptions that contributed to where we were. And sometimes what we found was that perception didn't match reality. And so it really highlighted for us, we have to manage both. The ongoing assessment allows us to understand and keep everybody apprised of where we are, because I would expect you'll see some flux in those scores or in the results of the assessment as you have that turnover, as priorities within the organization change, and as our environment just continues to be as complex as it is. What we experienced when we did the very first assessment was not everybody can know everything that's happening within the organization. And while we thought we did an amazing job at communicating the amazing work and the amazing outcomes that we had within the organization, we realized that we had some opportunities to do that better. And I can vividly remember one conversation during the assessment where we had a leader who was adamant that work was being done. There was another individual in the room who was a little bit quieter, and you could see her shaking her head. And so we prompted that conversation a little bit, and there was quite a debate around whether or not some specific work was happening within the organization. And ultimately, at the end of that, this hospital leader said, "Wow, I had no idea that you guys had stopped doing that. And the reason that you had stopped doing that was because your belief or perception was that priorities had shifted when in fact they had not." And so just that conversation allowed us to come back together, get that work back on track fairly quickly, and recognize where we had some of those communication gaps. We're seeing some of those same learnings a few years later as we reassess. And that's because we have not only new leaders in place, but you just can't know everything. And we make a lot of decisions as leaders in healthcare. And so that alone is one of the biggest benefits of the assessment for us, is keeping everybody on the leadership team apprised of where we are with those things that we have to have in place and we have to do from a safety perspective.
From episode 127, Safer Together, From Plan to Practice, that was Kelly Randall, Vice President for Patient Safety and Compliance at Ascension. You can listen to all the episodes in our Safer Together series, along with any of the other shows in our library, when you search for See You Now wherever you get podcasts. And please subscribe to the show and rate and review us. Also, we would love to hear from you. Email us anytime, hello@seeyounowpodcast.com. For See You Now, I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Thanks for listening.